fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th day of December. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The proper tip of the day, here it is. It's an old saying, I can't take credit for this. In time of peace, prepare for war. I say again, in time of peace, prepare for war. This is the time of year, of course, when we think about peace and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ on one hand. On the other, it's also a time to think about preparation for war. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training for rifles and pistols and related topics. The website, this is in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, by the way. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. There may be curtailed hours for answering the phone, but normally the phone is answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I don't know if you're a fan of Tucker Carlson as I am, but Tucker commented from his confidential source who had access to the unreleased John F. Kennedy assassination files, giving evidence convincing Tucker Carlson that the CIA was involved in the assassination of John Kennedy. Probably no surprise to you, sir, is it?
None at all. And what people don't realize is the FBI, the CIA, the NSA have been interfering in our elections and controlling who we have as president of the United States since before 1960. I mean, it's been the better part of 7 decades now. My whole entire life, John. And it is time for America across this land to demand the defunding and dismantling of the FBI and the CIA. They are out of control. They have destroyed our democratic republic. They've been at it for a very, very long time, and they've been caught red-handed interfering in the elections, doing the exact thing they claimed Russia was doing.
Now, for those who weren't alive and cognizant of what was going on in 1960, which I was, I was 14 years old, they were controlling both candidates of both parties, Republican and Democrat. It was President Nixon's turn, and they allowed Jack Kennedy to be the candidate for the following reasons. He was too young. He was Catholic, and he talked funny. They thought there's no way this man who was too young, Catholic, and talked funny could ever possibly become president of the United States, so they let him be the candidate. What they didn't take into account was mainly the first televised debate between two presidential candidates. Nixon, being the tough macho guy, refused to have professional makeup people touch his face. Kennedy said, yeah, go for it. Fix me up so I look good on camera. Men and women who listened to the debate on radio were convinced that Nixon won. No doubt whatsoever. Men and women who watched it on TV were convinced that John Kennedy won that particular debate. There was a lot more to it, including the Chicago Mafia, who helped Kennedy get votes because of Marilyn Monroe's interference. But the invasion of Cuba had been planned for well more than a year before the election. And, of course, Nixon was part of that as vice president. And the Cubans wanted the country back. And Kennedy found out about it after he was elected. He shut down the invasion, or I should say he shut down American military support for the invasion, which went ahead and was obviously a disaster. All the men were captured or killed. And he made, President Kennedy made some very powerful enemies from the get-go, didn't he, sir?
Oh, absolutely. He did not want to play the deep state's game. And he made a lot of enemies from the beginning. You look at some of the things he did with the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve, which is not a government agency at all. And he gave the FBI, the CIA, and a whole bunch of people a reason to hate him and a reason to kill him. And, you know, I think it's fair to say you can personalize these different stories, but I fear for Donald Trump. I'll be honest with you. These organizations have been picking your president as long as I've been alive, and I'm an old man. Over 60 years I've been on this planet, and they've been picking the president of the United States. Now, here's the really scary part. Is that they've got 90% of the country believing that you still live in a democratic republic. Well, probably not 90% anymore. After Elon Musk took over Twitter and outed the crooked behavior of the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, there's your big four right there, that have been interfering in our elections for president of the United States. They've been interfering in our elections for the Senate of the United States. They've been interfering in our elections for the Congressmen of the United States of America. These are criminal acts. These are felonies. This is basically treason to the United States of America. This is disgusting. It's been ongoing. It's now, the evidence is overwhelming. It's irrefutable. And what does your Congress say they're going to do about it? Well, guess what? Your Congress was elected by the same people that run the FBI and the NSA and the CIA. So let me tell you something. Your Congress is not going to do much. They're going to have investigations. We don't want investigations. We want convictions. We want these criminals convicted in a court of law. We want them arrested. We want them tried. We want them convicted. We want the FBI and the CIA dismantled. And we want the people involved to go to jail. It's that simple. We want our country back. We want our republic back. We want the right to elect our representatives back.
Well, Sam, I agree. I concur with you. It's been said with some accuracy, the same families who supported the Third Reich prior to World War II are the same families largely still in control. And there's also a premise backed up by some evidence that what the Third Reich did was a tactical retreat to the Antarctic and to Argentina, where it appeared to be they were defeated. which opens up a whole lot of more questions and more rabbit holes to go down. But the Bush family is a good example. President Bush's, his name was Preston, was almost Prescott. Indicted for treason for his help with the Third Reich, wasn't he, sir?
Yeah, he was not only selling steel to Hitler's Germany. Bush's grandfather, George W. Bush's grandfather, was not only caught selling steel to Hitler's Germany, Hitler's army, he was also caught selling manufactured rifles to Germany. How that guy didn't wind up in jail is nothing short of a miracle. He should have been hung high in a tree on television for the whole world to see. But once again, those in control, right? They prevent justice from ever taking place.
Absolutely. Well, we can always come back to this topic. Let's get to some firearms-related matters. While we're approaching it into the, and other matters as well, what changes, if any, are you seeing in the price and availability of primers and ammunition, sir?
Well, we are seeing primers become more available. There are places you can buy primers. There's plenty of ammunition for sale now. And I would highly recommend that if you don't have at least 10,000 rounds of ammo for your rifle and at least 4,000 rounds of ammo for your main pistol, that you get on it. We're seeing hits in the food supply area. We're seeing all kinds of things happen now. It's not going to be that long before this country is in a whole different world.
I was reading this morning a related geopolitical matter. Germany has enough ammunition, I think they're focusing mainly on artillery shells, to last for 48 hours of warfare before they're expended because they've shipped so much of their stockpiles to Ukraine. And Poland apparently is training their militia to get ready to defend their country from Russia. They just spent decades under the Russian thumb, basically being one massive prison, where if you attempted to leave Poland without state given permission, you'd be a criminal to leave Poland. And they don't want to return to that, do they, sir?
No, they don't.
We have a caller here. Sam, let's take this call. Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello, John. You're talking about the elections. The Constitution says each state has the right. The state legislatures are the ones that run their elections, and that's kind of why the national government, Trump kind of made an effort. He had some kind of a commission that was supposed to clean up the elections. It's hard to do because each state legislators are the ones that are entrusted with running the elections for each state. Now, we do have this thing going on here in Arizona. This might be the first of one of these lawsuits that actually, where the evidence is actually permitted. The judge is going to decide whether he's going to dismiss it or not. Kerry Lake has a lawsuit against Maricopa County. Maricopa County made a motion to dismiss, and it might be dismissed today or tomorrow. If not, they're going to have a hearing. And this will be the first time that all these Trump lawsuits were dismissed, lack of standing or something like that. They were not actually heard. Trump and Lindell and all these guys had a lot of evidence, but it was never presented in the court. The Supreme Court also refused to hear a lack of no standing. But then, at least Kerry Lake has standing, and right now this judge looks like he's going to have a hearing on it, and we'll see what happens. It might be tied up in the Court of Appeals, but this is more of an encouraging lawsuit that will I think Wednesday and Thursday, the 21st and 22nd, that'll be Wednesday and Thursday, is when the hearing is supposed to be. So, yeah, but the mainstream news, nobody's covering it. It's not a, it's not, I don't think it'll be live. I hope it's going to be live streamed by somebody, even Core TV and all of them. They're not interested. They're interested in these movie stars with their phony lawsuits and stuff. That's what they're, that's what they want to televise. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay, Don. Any follow-up to Don's comments there, Sam?
Why aren't there 800,000 men in the streets demanding that this election process be discarded? Arizona has had corrupt elections for how many years now? How many years have the same problem children been messing with our elections? Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, right? These are the states that consistently have corruption in their electoral process, that consistently can't run an election. And why aren't the people there? Where are the Republicans? Where are the Republicans demanding changes to the state's electoral systems? It's very true. The states run elections. When you have a bad election or you have a corrupt election, you only have your state officials to look at. Now, the FBI has been using big tech to manipulate elections. Twitter and Facebook, okay, and Google. They've been suppressing information. They've been silencing people, violating their First Amendment rights. It's so bad now that the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Representative James Comer, he's a Republican from Kentucky, he wrote just the other day, was quoted as saying, the entire FBI needs to be dismantled. We need to start all over. We need to enact strict reforms. There need to be checks and balances. This accountability begins with the budget process, which is why the push for an omnibus is so aggravating. My concern is that this is a rogue FBI. This is not a rogue FBI employer, too. But what we found today is the FBI has its own Ministry of Propaganda. This is serious. What else are they involved in at the FBI? The entire FBI needs to be dismantled. We need to start over. We need strict reforms. This is the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. And what are the people doing? They're silent. We can't be silent, folks. We need to be calling our senators and our congressmen and demanding the defunding and dismantling of the FBI. How many years have I been saying that on this program right here? And now, the head of the House Oversight, the ranking member, Representative James Comer, is saying the same exact thing. Dismantle, defund the FBI. These crooked organizations, people don't understand what's going on. These crooked organizations are changing the outcome of your elections. They are selecting who your leaders are. They're not leaders. They're supposed to represent you. They're supposed to be your representatives, not your leaders. But they're selecting your leaders. You are not electing your representatives. You haven't done that for a very, very long time. And thanks to Elon Musk, the whole world now knows it.
Well, there's a lot of people saying Elon Musk is a controlled opposition. He looks like out of control opposition to me.
Elon Musk is not controlled opposition. Now, I'm not a huge Elon Musk fan by any means, but this man has done this country a huge service. Okay? Big tech needs everything.
Here we have a break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 512-248-8252.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
My website, thelibertyman.com, is down for the time being. We hope to get it back sometime today. These issues are being addressed. In the meantime, keep in mind the Christmas sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect. I can take your order personally if you give me a call. Otherwise, the website's down. My order takers can't take a order. But if you give me a call, I'd be glad to take your order for an energy cleaner at $25 off. mattress pad is 25% off. Just give me a call when the show's over at 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols, excellent website where you can learn how to properly clean your rifle. You may think you do, but until you watch this video, you really don't. FreedomTrain.net. That website is FreedomTrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for, well, we're not taking any reservations for classes, but you can order a custom rifle to be built. You can get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging at 417-718-2597. Sam, we have another caller on hold here. We got JP in Illinois. Good morning, JP.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good Monday morning to y'all. I got some input on the JFK assassination. I've done quite a bit of research into it, and not just like everybody else. I've actually questioned guys like Tosh Plumlee, who claims to be there on scene. I think I've identified the shooter, and his name would be James E. Files. He has there is an old video of him where he confesses to the FBI. So what we have is nexus points, guys. These are points in time and space that changes our history. The Kennedy assassination was a huge one. We go up to 2001. A lot of our laws were changed after NDAA and the Patriot Act. But where my experience comes in when I work for the government in IT is I work with the NSA. For a long time, the NSA at the top controlled the FBI and CIA. And this is all open source. I'm not leaking anything here. But at the time, in 2016, Obama was using the FISA courts to get NSA data on all his opponents. And this is going on not just on Google, Yahoo, but from the top. And what happened is they were abusing those courts, and it changed in 2016. A lot of whistleblowers came out, Johnson, a lot of guys at the GOP. We did help get Trump elected, but what we all see and what everybody witnessed is the power of the deep state, how they destroyed that man, how they shut him up on Twitter. And that's where we're at today. We're literally at a power with technology that's being used against us. And I don't know, what do you think about that, guys? Where do you think we're at today with the elections? I've pretty much given up on voting. How do you feel about it?
Well, when we come back from the break, if John will let me, I'm going to go into a very deep, very detailed description of why these are crimes, penalized. The penalty for the types of crimes we're talking about include a life prison term or the death penalty. And I'm going to go through the law, the federal law that says the things that the FBI has been doing and the NSA has been doing and the CIA has been doing are punishable by the death penalty under our laws in the United States of America. And I'm going to get into the details of that if John will let me. But I think it is absolutely horrendous. People are dying because the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security were suppressing scientists who were trying to get the truth out to people about COVID. And I'm not talking about some obscure guy in Africa. How about the top doctor at Stanford University? How about that guy being suppressed? The guy who knows more about immunology and more about COVID than 99.9% of the doctors out there. The FBI went to Twitter, they went to Facebook, they shut this guy down. They said, you turn him off. You do not let people hear what he has to say. That's what's been going on, folks.
Here's our break. Yep. We'll get back with Sam's rendition of all these matters after the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
My website is down for the count until possibly the end of the day. That's thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. It's been a struggle dealing with this issue, but we're on top of it. And just check back about, maybe twice a day or so to see if you can place your order for your energy cleaner mattress pad that's on sale right now. If not, just give me a call. I'd be glad to take your order manually at 314-965-3007. That audio clip from Ford versus Ferrari is something that Sam and I both have experienced firsthand, haven't we, Sam?
We certainly have.
And maybe we'll talk more about that another time. But right now, you're going to give us a dissertation about what you believe needs to be done. What's going on, sir?
Okay, I'm gonna lay this out, John, and we haven't had time to talk about this, but what I'm about to talk about, the suppression of people's right to free speech, their First Amendment rights being violated, and the propaganda of the FBI is active and ongoing. I want everybody that has a Twitter account to go look at Free State Will. Okay, if you go to twitter.com/freestatewill/status/156435907635995034 you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. This is an FBI shill working for the Justice Department on Twitter with a fake name, falsely accusing John Moore, Doug Hagman, and Sam Andrews of storming the Capitol on January 6th. And I want you to go read this. And they lay out this case, this dishonest, completely false case connecting us to Dave Dobemeyer and all these former patriot-type people who have been pointing out the corruption of the government, Joseph Allen, people I don't even know, John. And they lay out this whole story trying to connect all of these people to all of these people they don't even know and claim they were all involved in the storming of the Capitol. This is going on to this very moment this is going on. Okay, now, you can look it up. You can see for yourself. It's active and ongoing, this propaganda campaign and the suppression campaign of the truth. And it's being done by your federal government. Now, let's talk about why this is a violation of law. Now I'm on the Department of Justice, the official government website of the United States Department of Justice, justice.gov/CRT/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. This is on official government website, deprivation of rights under color of law. Title 18, Section 242 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or a privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under the color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority. If the acts are done while the official is purporting or pretending to act in performance of his official duties, persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, law enforcement, prison guards, other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status, or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to life term or death penalty, depending on the circumstances of the crime and the resulting injury, if any. Now, that's the summary on the Department of Justice website. Now, here's the actual law. This is Title 18, United States Code, Section 242. Here I go. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. And if bodily injury results from acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of dangerous weapons, explosives, fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. And if death results from the acts committed, if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping, think false arrest, folks, or any attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or any attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be under this title imprisoned for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. Now, I submit to you that the suppression of your First Amendment rights is the deprivation of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution of the United States. If what I said is true, then the FBI is guilty of murder after murder after murder. They're guilty of violating people's First Amendment rights. They're guilty of people dying because of it. They willfully committed these acts, and they are subject to the penalty of death under our laws. There is no doubt about it. The Ministry of Propaganda inside the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, you could say, oh, well, they're just putting out propaganda. Yeah, that's fine. The problem is, the hook is, when you go to Twitter, when you go to Facebook, when you go to Google, and you say, shut that man up, he's speaking the truth and we don't want the truth out, you are violating his First Amendment rights. And good doctors and good scientists were trying to get the truth out about COVID and the remedies that would help them. And the FBI and the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security and the CIA all worked to suppress the truth that would have saved hundreds of thousands of lives. And these people need to be put to death for their crimes. They have murdered untold hundreds of thousands of Americans. And to this very day, they continue to violate people's First Amendment rights. They continue to attack and arrest people that committed no crimes. They continue to fabricate evidence against people and falsely imprison them. For example, what about the woman in Alaska? They kicked her door in with a team of FBI agents looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop. She was never in the Capitol. They destroyed her home. They held her captive. They kidnapped her for hours. Not minutes, hours. They tore her home apart. They held her under gunpoint. And what does our law say? If these acts were committed, include the use or attempted use or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, 10 years. If death results, life in prison or the death penalty. That's what these government officials have been doing. These officials have been violating laws. They've been using dangerous weapons. People have been dying because of their suppression of good scientists and good doctors' rights. And they need to be hung for it. Under our laws. Not Sam Andrews overreacting. No, under the laws you can read about in the Department of Justice official government website. Those laws, not my laws, those laws. Title 18, Section 242. These people don't need to be investigated. They need to be tried and they need to be hung by a jury of their peers for the murder of hundreds of thousands of American citizens. Enough is enough.
All right. Well said, Sam. Well said. I don't see much hope at the federal level for the time being of these prosecutions taking place. I do see hope in several of the 50 states for prosecution. And there is some hope there, however small it may be. Some hope.
Depends on how much spine the judges have.
Right.
Because remember, when Lon Horiuchi was charged by the state justice system in Idaho for the murder of Vicki Weaver, the Fed courts stepped in and remanded the case from a state court to federal court Under no law are they allowed to do this, but they did it anyway, and nobody did a dang thing to stop them.
That's right. That's right. Well, that was a good dissertation there, sir, obviously from the heart. And I'd urge people to, and let's go back. The term I hear a lot about what happened on January 6th is insurrection. Now, to have an insurrection, you need a organized group with a chain of command, a mission statement, none of which existed on the 6th day of January. These were more than 200,000 Americans who had no chain of command, had no mission statement, had no level of organization whatsoever. How could it possibly be an insurrection, sir?
Well, what I saw was a bunch of grandma and grandpas waving Trump flags, protesting a corrupt election. Now we have proof of the corruption. And here's the really scary part. Why does the FBI need to be dismantled? They're the ones that decide whether you can own a gun or not. They're the ones manipulating your election. They're the ones violating your rights. And they're the ones that have the authority to decide if you're allowed to own a gun to defend your life, liberty, and property. Anybody see a conflict of interest here?
Absolutely. Well, Sam, let's not leave out, effort between the FBI, these big outfits like Twitter and Facebook, Google, a number of Fortune 500 companies, all cooperating to commit crimes. Now, when two or more people or entities agree to commit a crime, that is a conspiracy.
There is no doubt that there has been conspiracy after conspiracy to violate the rights of American citizens, to suppress the scientific truth that doctors and scientists were trying to get, life-giving truth they were trying to get out to the American people. And the FBI said, no, 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 no. We will not have that truth. We will have the government narrative, and that is all we will have. And you as an executive of Twitter, you as an executive of Facebook, you as a lateral transfer from the FBI in control of this information will suppress the truth, and you will allow these people to die by the hundreds of thousands. This is premeditated murder. This is nothing more, nothing less than premeditated murder. And that's not even mentioning the manipulation and the destruction of our electoral process to elect our representatives. These people have not only killed your grandmother and your grandfather, they have destroyed the Democratic Republic of the United States, and they've done it brashly, willingly, and they left an evidence trail because they're not as smart as they like to think they are. One man bought a company and outed the whole group of them. There's so much evidence of this now in the hands of Elon Musk. I not only fear for Trump's life, I fear for Elon Musk's life.
Well, I hope professional security that will help him be safe. I agree with you.
Well, he can afford it.
He can afford it. And hopefully he'll have some guys that are similar to us, but a bit younger, that can pull those shifts, keep him safe 24/7. And
here's the thing, John. I got to ask every American this question. When the FBI murders Donald Trump, when they murder Elon Musk, when they come to my house and murder me for speaking out against their crimes, what will it take for the American people? What will it take for the American people to stand up? What will it take for you to pick up the phone and call your senator, your U.S. senator, your U.S. congressman, and demand that these people are prosecuted? What will it take? How many men that fought for your freedoms are going to be died are going to be killed, are going to die, are going to get killed by the deep state before you pick up the phone and demand justice or take to the streets and demand justice. How many people like Donald Trump, like Elon Musk, like John Moore, like the people that speak the truth on Republic Broadcast Network, how many more people are you going to allow to be thrown in prison or killed by the FBI and their corrupt thugs before you pick up the phone, call your senator and your congressman, say enough is enough? Because let me tell you something, if you let them come get us, you'll be next.
Roger that. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart,
Under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. We are back. Okay, well, Sam, after the top of our break, we would like to get our firearms tip of the week, sir. What Absolutely. Direction would you like to go next?
I want to read a poem from 1946. This was written by a German Lutheran pastor named Martin Niemöller. Think about 1946, guys. This is post-Nazi Germany, the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. And this man, who was a Hitler supporter originally, he wrote these words. First they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews. I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak out for me. John, Americans have got to get rid of their selfish, self-centered, inwardly focused view. It's not enough to claim a right. It's not enough to claim a right. I don't care what God-given right, what constitutional right you're talking about. It's not enough to claim it. If you're a man, you will claim that right, but you will also defend that same right for every other human being on earth, not just Americans. You claim it is a God-given right, and you are a Christian man, you will defend that right for every other human on earth. It's not enough to claim it. You also have to defend it, and not just for yourself. For all of the human race. And until we can get to that point, an outwardly focused view rather than an inwardly focused selfish view, and we start defending rights instead of just claiming them for ourselves, we're in a lot of trouble. It's going to be a long, slippery slope until we figure this one out.
Well said. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.